Yes, sir. Look at it. Tracking with me.
Okay, now don't I happen to know that I looked at the glass?
Just last night, just caught an olive. It should not have right to what we spoke about yesterday. I never noticed it before, you know, I didn't pay attention. Zorach is caught Shemei Tov Lamed. The aim is Abed and Olam. You want to know? He also machilas bosa v'yayin called mashla nikra keva shabutzlul of the kovro. Oh, ain't no also kemoshen called metanolem. Nira, the bekonto flaminish for half the keva the roll of lav the fallen. And was it the ogo mekilim? Was it the eva mekilim? And for Mrs. Tzorachim, he called the Brigger Yosef, that someone died, may die within 30 days. Ain't no aninus, based on Yerushalmi. Whoa! He's assuming the fallen requires kvura, which is the machlokes, we've got that in the kvura. He said that a neighbor requires kvura, but there's no avelis, no aninus. Vaisa, you see, that there are folks who maintain a connection between aninus and avelis. I would have said, what's the connection is this? If you have chayafity to do the kvura on the neighbor, they're all doing avelis of aninus of kvura. You can't have avelis. How do you say this? Aninus v'chod, avelis v'chod, avelis v'zeh, avelis v'zeh. You ready to see another, I never realized it before, we had other aspects of Purim and Yontif and other things. Mak, Chalavayit, was right in the first thing on the page. The Chor is another interesting indication. Two may not in fact be separated from each other as it is. Rabbi to Alina Tajus in the Sefer Brachim, the second episode of Yud Ches Amar Aleph. But we left off. This chesed and aleph chesed quotes as follows. Hey, master be Rishalmi, nimsa l'rabim ochol bosa v'shos yayin, nimsa l'katafim, b'nimsa l'rab. What's katafim mean? From the shoulders of kosei, from the shoulders, big, brawny guys. There were guys with carrot and mace on the kosei. B'nimsa l'rabim doni. B'al tarachom, sometimes, nimsa l'rabim ochol omar, afilu l'fono. None of these says, you know, the mace is the bar. No, the mace is still in front of him. So he loves each of the fun of take away the Jamiyaz, how love our villains, we should yet be sent on face off. Once the mace is taken away on his way to the cemetery, or wherever, so the father of villains begins right away. So the villains begins right away, of course, there's no one needed. The cave is low, how are they on needles? Then he goes to the idea of the person in prison. In the prison, there's no one needed to be. What's the story with the Nimsul and Katafim and Nimsul? What's it all about? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Sim Halacha. Sim and Shin Mem Alid. Sim Gimel. Okay, Sim Gimel. Let's read it start. Mokham Shanoagim Shekatafim Miyuchadim Lahosi Ameis Ula Achash and Atzu Akrov Vitorach Yakvo Yim Serulahem Teni Peru Mishem Serulahem Utaram Akrov Mabasa Viyayim Ashu Kodim Shel Tiyu Miyabayim Shuv Eino Mutal Aleim Hagoshe. Problem. My problem is, yesterday we had a whole article this morning about Kvodo Shomei. And I tried to explain to you that what's Kvodo Shomei. It's not nice that the relative should be taking, should be putting on tefillin and saying Krishna and benching and do all kinds of things. And the mate is being taken care of by strangers. That itself, as we said, is a bizoyan to the Kvodo Shomei. No. That's exactly what's happening over here. He sits and learns Torah and puts on pillars and Krishna and benches and doing all of it. Who's taking it? Katosim. Who's Katosim? Katosim! Professional. They delegate it to the professional. They take care of it and I'm out of the picture. Isn't that itself a terrible design I make? Yes, you do. First of all, that's the thing. You're right. The world's professionals, it's my word. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't mention professionals, nor does it mention other persons. And as a matter of fact, there are many katofim, individuals who take care of mates who do it for nothing. So you can't just say that cannot be possibly. I just gave an example of professionals, but that can't be an issue. Do a better job? That's an interesting possibility. As a matter of the Meiri, perhaps for this reason, that this kasha says katofim, this is what katofim means, that hefka ponam, and the Avelis begins right away, but Tosfos disagrees. Here's my answer. My answer is based on the Lashon of the Machab. The Mechab added a whole new monkey wrench. So it's not found in the parish of the Yerushalmi or Titus. What did he say? Malkum should know Yom Shachat Tafim Yuchad Alot Yameh Alakha Shin Tafim Akrov Mitzorchei Kvura Yom Tzula Hey, maybe Peru, yeah. What did he create a whole new scenario for? He said that's the Yerushalmi or Titus. Nifts of the Katafim. That's all. Why is it interesting me what the meaning of Malkum is? It's really completely irrelevant. But Nifts of the Katafim itself eliminate that into Nifts of Muzul Afona. So who cares if it's the minigam of it? Not the minigam of it. It should be completely irrelevant. I repeat, the Rosh Hashanah has my kasha. He has my kasha. The very fact that you give the mace over the katam and himself the biggest desire. The Kavan of it. I found the Yeshua Mishis in my soul. All right, but we passed him the Chumra. He didn't even have the Yeshua Mishis in my soul. So katam, the Yeshua Mishis in my soul. Dr. Machabe, no. It was a whole different verb. Here we're talking about a case. Well, that's the minig hamokom, where everybody does it that way. That is standard procedure. There's no way out of this. And therefore, the fact that you gave your particular mate, your korah, over to the katofim, is not because of any lack of cover. That is standard procedure. That's the standard procedure. The minig kavua to give over to the katofim. The crow, even if they want to, can't do it. Even if they choose to do it. They won't let a korah take care of the chavikadisha stuff. They're going to give it over to the professional or the dedicated Chavah Kadisha, they're going to do it. I don't care what you want, Korah. So it's almost like you mentioned before, on Shabbat, you suggest that Matzkana is not considered a problem for Kodesh HaMeit that you make Kiddush. Because you have to put your hand to tie behind your back. Shabbat, people live there. You can't do anything against any Malacha. So too if it's during the week. But it's a Malacha which is Miyuchad. Malacha should know that Shekhatov and Miyuchadim, there's specialists to take care of it. But for me, it's like Yom Shabbat Shabbat. The relatives can't do anything. They can't do anything because of the community appointed individuals who are specially designated. They're the ones that take care of all the stuff they make. And the relatives are kept out of the situation. It's not a Yom Shabbat Ultimate Mason. There's no such thing anymore once the committee is involved. Because every single person who loses a relative is not allowed to get involved. But the professionals, the specialists do it. The Mimela, what? Given over to the Katovim, so it remains like Shabbos. Like I'm not there. I can involve myself at all. Tzorchei HaMeit, and therefore, for this reason, the Din of Avanim is no longer applying. It's not considered a Tzorchei HaMeit. If there's no Shmini Kavua, but one person decides on his own, even could the Meit over the Katovim would be a disaster. Would be a terrible design. That's what the Shulchan Aruch instead of just saying this for the Katovim, there's no Din of Avanim. Rephrase, Malkum Shenogim Shekatofim Yuchodim, etc. Only with the minute of Ua, at that point in time you say, not considered to a dessert of Kabbalah. No minute of Ua would be considered a dessert. Yes? The most one is covered. That's a good question. That's a good question, the most one is covered. The folks are talking about the most one is covered from the perspective of Avelus, Beda, we'll come to later in the Ramah. We'll get to it later, I hope next week. As far as being merciful and covered, in this case, maybe not. I'm not so clear that it can be merciful and covered. It could be covered in general. I'm not sure. Yes? We won't go into that right now. We'll talk about that later. Okay. I was looking forward to a transplant doctor. You haven't seen that, I believe. Down in my shoulder for He does transplant. So I didn't talk too much about the details. I gave him a nice hello. He spoke, and it was very interesting. And the other doctor was saying, wow, I never met an Orthodox transplant doctor before. So there's at least one. Yeah.
So it doesn't return plus of yin, master plus of yin.
Oh, that's a good question. We'll come to that. Now, the Pitzke Shuvah here on that Siv, Whoa. Chokmas Odom, correct. With the Sefer Chokmas Odom, Klaus Kufmas Gimel, he's Shraim Aleyah. What is his Shraim Aleyah? He's obsessed about the fact that people hire a Chevra Kadisha, they make a, you know, they make an understanding of the Chevra Kadisha, and they still don't daven until after the kvura. How can it be? Says the Pitkachur of the Chira of Israel. He was Tamei and Finnick for no reason. Why for no reason? Because he caught another Yehuda. Says, Nifta lekatof and Mahani hainuk shbimokam shemolichin hameis bimokam rochuk. The ain ho nain ho lechim noem. I will bimokam shegam krov im holchem b'shat kvura. Lo mahani mitzira. Mahin sham taimo. Ubi tamzeh nogum im komeinu shahonim matinim lizbalel. Arachar akvura. Asher for the Pashu Matheba Kedisha, but not the Kvura of an Osman Hoso, the Tachwichim, came with the Komeinu Gam Akrov and Hoso Mishat Akvura. And therefore the Chachmasot of time is no time. This is not the Yudhi. That's not the happens all the time. It's a big problem in the Yudhi. The problem of the Yudhi is, if indeed the we're talking about a case where the Krovim don't go along with the maid, who needs him to the Katapim? Even without the katofim, it should be that the anina stops and avails to begin. She argues the name, but the most of them is after my son, and quote the Shulchan Aruch later as well. That's a start, but that's a bit of a problem. But in any event, this is what the note of Yehuda says. It makes sense. Where did he get it from? No, Yehuda doesn't make a dinim on his own. He got it from Ahagot Maimonim. Perek Dalet. Of them, the cousin both. Here's the problem. Nimsa the rabbi of the katasim also both of the shoshi ayin. Umisakalon. Now, he holds with the spina over Avgola, he's done with the nimsa the katasim below, Rav Yoh. He's going along with the maids in the spina and the boat and the wagon. It is comparable to this of the Katotim or not. How did the note of Yehuda understand that he gave it over to the Katotim, but he plans subsequently to go along on the trip to the Beit Olam in the Sina or in the Agol? And the Shaila in the Rav Yoh, is that considered to be this of the Katotim or not this of the Katotim? And we're not sure. We say it's not this of the Katotim. Then mainly you don't doubt it. That's how the interviewer understood Shas is something of the Rabbio. And therefore it comes out, as long as you're going along with the base, to the base Olam, not going into the Katov of the Dina, and therefore you don't doubt it. Probably, I didn't read that Gosmai that way at all. Maybe you look up at the Rabbio and you're in the original, I don't know if I have a Rabbio. I'm not sure if I have a Rabbio. I'm not sure where to find it. I read it differently. I read the Shai where he does not give it over the Katov. The Zachman, he holds up the Spino of Agola, he dummy the nymphs of the Katofen. He dummy the nymphs of the Katofen. Take a look here in the Ramah, it's Sifay, based on Rabbi Yon here and now it's Sugim Rochus. It's Sif Gimel. Mokum Shanosin Hameis Meir Leir. In Mokum Koravu Habe Kilu Muta Lepona. Avadu Mokum Rochus Gon Shah Mahalach Shneyonim Muter Ashiavodik Rochus Shetov. Rabbeinu Yona Perek Nishimeto. Rabbeinu Yona. That thought that God's mind when he was assuming about that very same case. He don't mean he's the Nimsa the Katof. He really was not Nimsa. That's how I wanted to read the God's mind. And I found that the Sneh Hemet learned my shot. If that's the case, we have no mocker for the Noda Yehuda. We have no mocker for him. So it's a bit of a problem with the respect to the Chevra Kadisha. Once you go to the Chevra Kadisha, so then you're no longer a Mutalafan. So my answer at a simple level is that this Marajah holds me on a different kind of atzkut. You may get over the mace of the Chevra Kadisha, but still the relatives are overwhelmed with their preoccupation to take care of the Tzorcha Halavaya and the Kluz. What do you mean? They gave the Chevra Kadisha. What are you talking about? What's going to do? Gave it over already. What's going to do? Special to take care of it. Huh. Plenty to do. Start to make phone calls to the camp, get to prepare thing ahead. Has been arranging for people to come to Leviah. They're going to come from in town, from out of town, flying in, driving in, coming, staying, going, tumbling. It's not an easy situation. But a person could even argue is preoccupied with manazeh anyway, the whole world has changed. Not the old shtetl. The But the matter that can be preoccupied with a logistical complication, even after you call in the Chevra Kadisha. That's why I can say that once, that if you're going to go along with the maid, that's an indication. You're still involved in the management of the case. You know the Chevra Kadisha picks up the value and takes care of that particular problem. And therefore, you're part of the Zabin. So the bottom line, the stock is you're part of the Zabin. Why exactly is not clear. The Chachma Sotter said it's wrong, you should Zabin. So the Yehuda says, no, if you're going with the maid, then you don't Zabin. He brought a riot by God's mind, which I think is an incorrect riot of Korah. I was going to say, Kevin Sotter said God's mind is incorrect. Then there's no riot anymore. How about B.K.? And I believe if they're going to do anything, lift the finger, then the halakha of Anina still applies. Yes. You say that. You don't put words in my mouth. He said that you're going along to the Beis Olam, that's all. In other words, you're going to the Chevra Kadisha. They're going to take care of the Tahara, and of the Tachrichim, and of the Oren, and of the Baba Machmura. But then you're going to go along, you're going to escort the maid subsequently. As long as you're going to escort the maid subsequently, claims not to be Yehuda, it's not a din of him to the Katov. So he reads that God's mind, he can start. Doesn't make a difference. Let's go on. Now, the final question. Tosfos' assumption, Rabbi Otay, is that the nimtza b'katofen is no din of anina, so therefore what? Mutar b'vosu b'yayin, and what? Nimtza b'katofen is mutar b'vosu b'yayin, and chayav b'mitzvah. That's not what the Yerushalmi said. As he said, so assuming Tosfos is correct, it has to be better than Nisa Maso, it has to be a case of minig, as I told you before, Nisa the Katov. The Rajva and our doctor just said, no. If Vishyesh or Vishyesh Maso, he's also the Mitzvah, which is called a Shomei, but he's Mutzah the Boss of the Ayin. He drove a wedge to the Rajva, then he's two laws even always put it together. Two most famous din of Anina is the what? Osir b'vosu b'yayin and Osir b'mitzvah. We always put it together, so the Rashi. Yes, but if you not so, the Rishali says, maybe there's no din of the mitzvah. But we pass the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah, says the Rashi. Well, yes, he's the mitzvah, there is, it's called a Shemek. But he's the b'vosu b'yayin does not exist. What are you worried about? Shayi Asto, Shemi Yivoshim, big deal. Someone else is taking care of it. So the Rajma drove this wedge. Well, if that's the case, we can suggest as follows. Nimtza the Katov is exactly the same as the Yesh L'Mishiyitza Maso, no better or no worse. And in Shalom, he only said Nimtza the Katov is Mutzah the Bosa the Yayin. Same as Yitza Maso. But the Tak would be also the Mitzvah. Interesting possibility. So know that the Yehuda said it's impossible. What about a 15 Shuvah, the same discussion? Impossible. He says, Shuvah's not a Yehuda, maybe Yerushalmi, the Koshkin Shechayov the Mitzvah. Often Yerushalmi, the same 15 Shuvah Chachal. Often Yerushalmi, the Dechai the Mitzvah. What exactly did the Yerushalmi say? Yerushalmi spoke, Im Chaye Shohi Tartalo, Chaye Olam Lo Koshkin, Yamatir and Bosa Biyayim, how much more so you have to amount to him what? Rabbi said what? To amount to him to do mitzvah. What? Look, the Rajput against the Yerushalmi. The Rajput said that the case to you of Yisrael Maso where you are up to the mitzvah even though you are mutzah l'bos to the yayin. What happened to Yerushalmi's kavachom? Rajput against the Yerushalmi. I saw the following answer. You look at the Yerushalmi, I looked it up. The Rishon is talking about Shabbat. Talking about Shabbat. Shabbat, we already mentioned, is no tour of Yom Mishat to also be made. There's no tour. The Mela. If the Easter of Bosch the Yayin was waved, was lifted, so much more so the Easter of Mitzvah. Kabachol Yachai. But the Raj is talking about Bechol. And Bechol is a separate tour called what? Yom Mishat Iyat to Osek. Yom Shat Osek B'chaim, Lo Yom Shat Osek B'meizim. And therefore, even though there's no chashash ami moshem yisamato, it's impossible to be mechayim the mitzvah. That's impossible. Because the Torah of Yom HaShadot is amazing. Remember, we retain the original Easter. It's even an Easter of mitzvah. The only reason why we would eliminate the Easter mitzvah is because you're chayim it. Shabbat b'yotam, it's not true. That's your Shabbat kavachom. But during the week, when the chiyuv is not going to be anyway, going to be put there anyway, so they retain the Easter. But they want to suggest how to answer the Yerushalmi according to Shita Teraj Shmuel. I have to tell you that I had a bicycle in my own family. This is the cutoff. What happened? It happened that 23 years ago, just before Pesach, my grandmother, Leah Hashalom, my father's mother, Friday, just before Pesach, my father went to visit her. She was staying at my aunt's house in Barakaway, and he saw she didn't respond. Like Rav, she didn't respond. He called the doctor, whatever it was, three holidays, I believe, and they took her to the hospital, and they said she's in a coma, and it's not good. It's going on. This is a Friday before Pesach. 2 days before that, on Wednesday, Avraham Willig was born, and there was a brisk schedule for Erev Pesach. Wednesday was Erev Pesach. We didn't have to make a scene that year. Twice in my rabbinic career, I was blessed on a brisk and Erev Pesach. So it's just enough to make a team. You know, my grandmother's situation is just, you know, very, very bad. And these kind of situations, the longer you're in it, the less chance they're going to get out of it. And my father's going with, a very, very heavy heart. And he comes to the bridge that Wednesday morning. Very heavy. My uncles didn't come already. They were, but my father came. And my parents came. And then they had made up. They're going to send Joseph in our house just to help us out with the a whole new bundle, and with a very heavy heart, he went back to his house in Queens. You know, what's going to be? He walked out the door, a few minutes later, I got a phone call from my uncle, and in fact, my grandmother had passed away. So it's 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. Now, figure out what's going on. She, my grandfather had been buried in Aaron's throat, so she had cocking in the heart of the coast. Now, just figure out what's going on over here. Wednesday morning, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do? I don't know what to do. So, very difficult situation. Remember the Gemara, we just basically spoke, we actually mentioned this passing just yesterday, but Yontif is not the same as Shabbat. Shabbat can do anything to its exotic rules, zero. But Yontif is different. Yontif Rishon, you're allowed to do a Kavua Yedei Nochrit. Yontif Sheni, you leave my day in Israel. Leave out the second, let's go back to the first day. So I had this brainstorm. Maybe to do as follows. Friday in Israel is cold. Oh no, we have 1 day on. What maybe we should do is, we should arrange for non-Jews to transport the maid to TWA, non-Jewish airline, and they will fly the orange Thursday evening to Eretz Yisrael. It'll arrive Friday morning, and it'll do the tour Friday morning. What about the Azalea, who have quite a few children in America? Oh. I remember it did. Nimso the Kartoffel. You give over the maid to experts, to specialists, professionals, and then the Avelis can begin. The Avelis begin, Erev Pesach, then the sit shiva for a couple hours. Finished. As opposed to the very difficult prospect of postponing everything until, Sunday. The maid is around, now Wednesday morning. Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, and Sunday, first they complain Sunday night, instead of the Kfurah, Monday, and then start the Shiva the next Thursday night, the weekend. It's a difficult situation. So, guess when Parakwe, I called up Rabbi Tolkovitz, who was the Rav of the White Shul, that's where my aunt was a member, Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We went for a Levi. I called my father here. Yeah, whatever. But 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a paper. I think it was 2 o'clock. They called the Levi. In Far Rockaway, Central Airport, one of those places. And after the Levi is over, the reporter says, I remember yesterday, Louis, I was with his Italian friend from the place. He must have done a lot of business there. Louis, he's in front of the whole island. Louis, listen, you take care of this coffin, and you make sure it's put on a plane. And the CWA gave all the details in front of the whole island. Yes, Rabbi. So the unveiling went back to the home in Paraka, my aunt lived. Sat shiva for an hour or two. Oh, there's not a mincha, and a few hours we came in, and then, those never had to spread out. So my aunt said a few hours longer than she lived in the house. My father went back to Riverdale, a few hours, So this way, the shiva was already done before Pesach. By the way, not so much of this, for a number of reasons. One, they did Erev Pesach, Yom Tov, many Rishon say, Zav Elis. So the Pesach can say, the Beirish, I saw the different facades of that. We only did that, Al Halacha Dibra Mekel Vavu. You have a funny case, but Al Halacha Dibra Mekel Vavu tells you to do Avelu. Better to have Avelu. Erev Pesach Yom Tov. That way you don't want to have Avelu the whole week after Yom. So they had that, they had the Avela, so the Kavua was done on Friday morning. It was much more of a covering for the Chaim and for the Mason. That's what we did. But I actually saw a case of the rule of Katatan in real life. It's kind of a situation. Oh, they wanted the Shmira that night. The El Shibur, they wanted the Shmira that went down to that Mason. Thoroughly, so they went to the airport. Who did the Shmira? Who did the grant? Who did the Shmira? But it was the Avela, because if the Avela would come back to the funeral home, that would ruin the whole thing for the Katab. They had a 70 hole, it's not good. So the grandchildren took turns rotating the whole, whatever, that many hours, 24 hours, whatever it was, they were in that same funeral. That's a Michael Shoya, 23 years ago. Yes? In my opinion, is whatever can be done to expedite a kavura can be done, even if the kavura will not take place itself on Vayasa region. That's my sheet that I went through with my reason to the basis. I believe it's subsequent to that stock. Maybe yeshiva on the basis of the following year for the first time. Came out of Hashem that caused that the stock was correct. It's a good point, but I think it's correct. So. Yes. No, because we say that, but as long as they're not actually being active in Torah Kamei, then they might need to not apply. We mentioned that yesterday. You actually are active. That's okay. Okay. Now let's go with the full test. When Mama should have to do test, yes, it's kind of... It doesn't do both. It's a major test. Someone mentioned this yesterday. I'm not sure if it was the time of somebody else. We mentioned this first. This is the story. My sister Mesa goes to Rabbeinu Tam. And there's those. Rabbeinu Tam's sister died. Sorry? Huh?
Aryeh.
Oh, Aryeh. So the deal of the most Shabbos beer of Harris. The Yachal boss of the Shosti Yai. Yeah. He ate meat and drank wine. Yomar. Came and gave the Baal Shechaya Bekurata. Ain't no us of the boss of the Yai. No shame. The Esher. The Gamma Ben Atam, if Hoya Vigir Atmo, Hoya Make on the Oso Atam. Not sure. My story was in a different city. Person is not sure whether Rabbeinu Tam had been Mako, had he been in the same city or not. They don't know. Not sure. Atkan. Atkan. The Rosh said it's impossible. The Rosh Simon Gimel says, a noose of the smear. That's unbelievable, Rabbeinu Tam Tzak. It just can't be. Milsad is Sniai, Dim Kemla, Yinagan, Yina Zelabas Bonim, the Lova Ovim, the Lova Ochim. So the person died, who's responsible for him? Not the father, not the brother, the children. This is the Gemara Mashmachi. And the column is Nabal Havi Gemoki and Ole. What's he talking about? Wait a minute, Tom, all the actual individuals responsible. Unheard of. No such thing. So the Taz in Orachayim, Simonai Al says, Rabbi Nitzav passed the materials of Yisra Masor, that's all. Nothing fancy. He passed the Yisra Masor. So therefore, if there's one particular Korah who's designated by convention, I mean the one who's responsible for the Kavura, which would be what? Would be the husband for a wife, type of work stuff, or the children for a parent. But that's it. They're the designated Avelim. They're the ones who are designated to take care of the Torah Kameh, and everybody else, Takin, no one needs. This is the opinion of the Taz in Orachayim Simon Ayanam. However, the Bach, it's called the Bach of Shver. The Bach, Taz of Shver, has a different approach. Here we go. It's called it $6. Torah says, "Talk to Rabbi Yitzchak." A very personal recollection. Shadif Duragini Morazi, says he. When my mother passed away, Hodil Hadavah Rabbi Natan, Shehoya Achia, her brother Rabbi Natan, and they get in the whole spiel. And the Rosh is Svarach Halusha Klushi, it says. Not just quoted the first person. It's something that actually happened in real life. So the Bach says, Gedeli Yashiv Dasa Ben Atam, Omer Ani. Bach, Omer Ani. Devada in Hoya, Behir, Ivaya, also left of both of the Lishmas Yayin. So this is the Sukkot, right? So that would have been us. Why? Kamen Dal Kulam Vutno the Kovra. Kamen Ayo Mapkin. You have no right to exclude this one or that one or the other one. Al Lepish, Hoya, Behir, Acheret, Ubal, Hoya, Ima. Says the Bach. Then he says, "Ukshein ima beir shum karo shemutol of the kovra." If there be no karov in town, who is obviously if he's in town, he would be chayven in him. He would be tusher in him if you're in him. If he's out of town and his father's in town, then that's the way the Tom said he's no delivery. If there be no one in town, hosam vade also karov shemutol of beir acheres. Chayim Lotes Meiro. If there's no one else there, but Rosh Hashanah Noshim, Chayim Lotes Meiro, the top of the Lotes Meirosa, Kilo Mutalas, the front of us, the front of Yayin, Avada, from an Atama in a nearby town. And there's nobody in town, she died with no relative, and Atama has to get on his horse, and get over the fence, pass the camera, and then Avada is the Lotes Meiro. Only the combination of factors. He's in another city, and the husband is in town, and the husband's going to take care of everything. And then and only then did he say, there's no one in. So you need title to see roots. That's the case we can suggest. Once again, I'm consistent with my own approach from before. Not like the fact that the Taz said, as Rabbi Natan is, it's only going to keep us of Yisrael Masor. No! Maybe goes to the Halakha of what? Kavod Ameis. As I said to you before, it's not a lack of Kavod Ameis for Rabbi Natan to stay home. Why not? For husband's in the town, he's out of town. So it stands to reason that it should be the husband who's going to take care of his wife, Kavura, and not the faraway brother. Yes? Hold on, 1 second. 1 minute. You asked a very good question. But man, it's kind of it's tricky. The Bach says, what would happen if I made a time would be in town, she went to visit a brother, and she died in a brother's house, in my abirima, the ain chiluk ben balali of kiha. No. Says, I believe, although the other way around would be true as well. If Rabbi Natan of the wizard and the Baala would be in a different city. And the Baal would be, would have no Dilevaninus. One second, I think it's here. I'm sorry, this is a fish. Rabbeinatam Vadai. Who had been Shay Rabbeinatam Ima of the Ubala Vira Keres? Loya Nesam Baal who was to be Ayin. Kema Shechima the Beel the top of the Purata. The Biani is 90. Yesh the Bak Bek Tuva. The Dibra Rabbeinatam Es. The Dibra Abak. I wouldn't agree with the Baal. Based on what Tani said. That there is an Indian of Baal Chayim the Purata. Is mentioned by the Rabbeinu Tam of Ferry. Sure, I think it's Tosa too. Sure, certainly says it. Baal Chayav is corrupt. So my view is, that if a husband is in a city the next town over, and he hears that his wife dies, and the brother takes care, he has no right to pay. To him it's a bizarre tax. For the husband sits still and he drink wine, and eat meat, do mitzvahs, while his brother-in-law is taking care of the Iskei HaMeitz, which is his wife, and he's on it. Even though the brother's closer and you're further away. Your wife, get your horse. Only if he flipped around, was the other way, where the husband's taking care of the bigger field, and the brother's further away. I wanted to say that then and only then did Rabbi Natan say there'd be no dinner by noon. But Rabbi Natan, I was to proceed against the Baal. That if the brother is in town and the husband's far away, the fact that he's the husband, that's the chayiv and the chodesh shemesh required, that he get on his horse, stop mitzvah, stop bosa, stop yayin, and go take care, or be involved in taking care, help out in taking care, even if his brother took care many days before he got there. Can you really against the brother? That's what I thought. But Moshe Zal has a tshuva about this in your Deir Chelek Aleph, him in Akufnun Gimel, Reishnun Gimel rather. It's like this. What is the situation where you hear that somebody died? Me'evaliyam. This is true, printed 40 years ago. Written 40 years ago. Me'evaliyam, who runs Me'evaliyam? Who crosses the ocean so fast? That's not nice to look for. Yo. The emotion says, the avails will come right away and not him. Why? And if it is common to fly over the ocean, what's the difference? That's sometimes the problem. If it's common to fly over the ocean, you fly every little, your second cousin bat mitzvah. Do you fly across the ocean? I'm not joking around. You fly across the ocean to the mela, the chutzpah. The levi, you're not going to fly. So it'll be much more to fly. It'll be much to fly over the ocean to fly. Get on the plane. But he said at any time it was not mustard, he used to pick up a sword like this. Well, then it was, under those circumstances, would not be considered a desire on the covenant I made. You say, oh? Yes, they don't. Well, I'm explaining. The general minig in this particular case is that, should be anyway, that a person who flies to every triviality should, it would be a desire if he didn't fly for something as serious as this. That's how I understand. The guy doesn't fly at all. People don't fly. Fly, you know. I go to Yidlan, they're in control. So maybe they flew down already. I don't know. They took a boat. I'm not kidding. In my time, it was a boat. They're in control. I'm not kidding. Yeah! Yeah, yeah. In the 1960s, I'm not talking about the 40s. In the 1960s, they could boat. They're in control. I was a modern Jew. I flew. I was one of the modern ones. My friends who went like a year or two before me, they took boats. You know? So why didn't you just pick up a flyer? It's a different world, you know? Yes, okay. I don't know. It's a very good question. Individually to go, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Rabbeinu Yonah, what he calls Rabbeinu Tam, has a seemingly different version of the story. You know, so I don't know, Rabbeinu Tam is one of those, there's so many different versions of his story. I don't know how that happened. But I guess if you see what's going on today, it's not so hard to understand. There's different versions of the same story. Story. Rabbeinu Yaakov Zal, the page of Aleph, not be a rib, towards the bottom. Hora lochal amaisek shemesa akoso shahoysen the suah of Irak Eretz. Vodiulo Shayamavim. Listen to this. Listen to what he said. Vodiulo Shayamavim Osa Lekavra Bimakam Shahaya Huda. The whole story. It's got to be a different story. Not the way we saw it quoted in the Torah with the menorah, that Rabbi Natan was in, I'm not sure, they were talking in the French city. Rabbi Natan, this is all making up a city. Rabbi Natan was in Paris. Paris? Paris in France, yeah. Natan was in Paris. And he heard that his sister passed away in, Strasbourg, okay. So the sister passed away in Strasbourg. So, and the kibbutz is going to be in Strasbourg. And his brother-in-law is in Strasbourg. He was staying in Paris. So there was no one even, that's how we understood until now. Calm is going to be on a whole new story. But then Tom is in Paris. And he gets word that his sister passed away in Strasbourg. He's going to be buried in Paris. A whole new story. A different story. A different story. The Yochal boss of the Shos Yain Kona Shadik Rav Yomar Nam Mitzvah of the Kavra Baal Yorosh of the Chayim of the Purasa and he has also going to tell you Asa the Iskei has spayed those Purasa Shem Yimshom Achara Achila. I told you this before yesterday when I was discussing that this is the Rebellion I mentioned before as opposed to the other idea of Avelis like there was Tisha B'Av with Chubin Abayit. This is the Shem Yishom Yisrael. He's Mutter. A whole different version of the story of Teller. A whole different version. All of the apostles seem to say, if he's staying in the city, he's not traveling to the Levaya, the apostles. No, they never knew. Well, the version of Rabbeinu Tam, it's a whole different story. A whole different story. Now, if Rabbeinu Tam is pastoring in this case, and the other is showing him arguing with him in this case, that I can see much more easily, because he's going to be by the Levaya. So it could be, if the Rabbeinu Yonah's version is correct, that even those false people argue Rabbeinu Tam in this version, Rabbeinu Yonah's version, might concede in the other version, the more accepted version, but they might concede the apostle in that case. Perhaps the Sechemet in Hilchos Avelos, Siman Yud Aleph, quotes this from Rabbi Paul Shapiro. His name is Machlokes, the Siman Rabbi Paul Shapiro, the father of Magen Apostle. Levadik the father of the son. At the back of the top, now we have the Nesiv, we have Rafal Shapiro. Rafal Shapiro, Pat, you know he was. He was a Nesiv son-in-law of Chaim Richard's father-in-law. He was also a son-in-law. For the Torah's father. So, he said, if a person gets a telegram, the way the telegram that it said, gets a telegram, and now there's a telephone, that his relative died in a faraway city, and he has no plans to go there, if Rabbi Paul Shapiro ever agrees, there's no anemus. But he wants to say that it's always the order of Rabbeinu Tam, only order of Rabbeinu Yonah's version of Rabbeinu Tam. But in the common version, they might agree that there's no din of anemus. Against the Nesiv, who says, since we don't pass the Rabbeinu Tam, you're sure Rabbeinu Tam, as we have everybody else on the Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore, he says, there would be anemus in that kind of a case. Interesting, fascinating. What, this is amazing. What's amazing is that there's a Maisa Shehoyah. I think it's maybe written in the Sefer, or maybe it's written in the biography book. When the Nesiv was Mifter, so this is Shapiro, the Nesiv's daughter, got a telegram. And her father passed away. Now what do you do? Poor to her father, this is a day. According to her husband, it is a zoy. What's Tuzman? I'll tell you a different story while I'm putting over the tape. A different story. Some, I think Chana will tell us all of the story. That there is a very distinguished rav in Zayt Zagan named Rabbi Orbach. He's the son of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. His wife is the daughter of Rabbi Yashin. Not bad. The story goes that she went into the local optometrist to buy it again, and she's buying glasses, all right? And he said, you want to buy what they call photograves. Photograves, if you walk into the sun, it changes color. He starts mumbling. I don't know, should I point it out? My father said, no good. My father-in-law says, it is good. What should I do? The guy behind the counter kid is exactly this. I don't understand you, young lady. Your father said, it's no good. Your father was good. Why aren't you rest the pointing? That's not a story he tells of. It's a reminder over here. Our father said that he is a neater. And her father-in-law said, her husband says, it's not a neater. What took me? I think it's written up in one of the, it's either in the heaven itself, or it's in a, some kind of a biographical, I'm not going to look at the shop. So they are, I don't know. That's not what we're discussing right now. I think I may tell a tough story about it. Would it really happen or not? I'm not even sure that's true, but it certainly did happen, but it's a lot of imagination to make it up. So maybe it really did happen. In any event, what happens if I want to finish up the discussion. What happens if the owner is in jail? We personally talked about it. I don't want to talk about this because it's very painful. Some jokes are too painful to say, but if you want me after, I'll tell you something I heard just yesterday about this. But I don't want to say it right now. Do you hold such a tough stone Moshe? A person is in jail. So the whole discussion, what to do? So the question of two questions. What happens if the maid dies in jail, they want him out? What happens if the Abel is in jail? Let's think so far with the Abel being in jail. The Abel is in jail, can't do anything. No, they don't need to talk about it. It's possible. One could argue that if a person hears that a relative died in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael is a rule, they don't wait for anybody. You should lie for it. You should lie. They bury that day no matter what. They don't wait for anybody. It's the middle of the Chevron Edition in Yerushalayim. If he gets on a plane right now, he won't make it. Impossible. It could be, in that kind of a case, like he's in jail. I mean, jail called the United States of America, big jail. He just can't get to there still in time to participate in any of the Torah made. So it could be, there might be no din of aninus in such a circumstance. It's arguable that calls might make a phone call. You know he's not near to do the independent managing by phone call, then you can argue he doesn't commit to some kind of semi-quasi nevanitis, but a perfect whole nevanitis would be. What about Avelis? Would Avelis begin right away? It's also not broken between Rabbi Paul Shapiro and the Nativ. I think Rabbi Paul said Avelis begins right away, and the Nativ says no. That's what I think I quote from Moshe Soloveitchik. He wanted to say, Halacha didn't make it all the time in the chapter. He wanted to say, you start Avelis later and end Avelis earlier. That's to me a little, I think I've Shepard should be quoted at one of his memoirs. That the commercial event, he's not blatant, he was relative to the city of Rabbi Paul, he's making them both ends. I love to make all the time of deception, oh? But what I often tell people is, to make a bubble, either way. Normally, the maker of the bubble in that case is to start Avelis immediately. So see, wait till the Lefura, maybe already another day in America, and it'll be an extra day of Shiva. But they start Avelis right away. But if you want to say, well, I'll let me postpone the Avelis until the time of the Lefura, which will be in 6 hours from now, which will still be before Shkia, so then it's arguable, you can tell him to postpone the Avelis until then. You have a case of limbo. Limbo. Not Aninus and not Avelis. And that's a Kiddush. Can you be in such a situation of not ideas not available? The Pasha's answer is yes, because some folks, because the Ramban has said, it's almost impossible. But the Ramban who said that Avela should have begun Bishas Mim, just that the Aninus stops it, so then it's almost inconceivable it should be in limbo. According to other Poskim, it's very conceivable. I mean, between Aninus and Avela. It's possible. Now, in fact, the Tiferet Yisrael, the Boaz, asked his kash against the Ramban. Nifsa the Katafim, for Berdish Shalom. Nifsa the Katafim. So the Yerushalmi says, it's all along the way, Dinav, Aninut, doesn't say the Avelus got it. Avelus got it, that's a double question. At the Gemara, Namisha, not in front of. That's easy. So the question is, Nimsa the Katap get the impression that there's no Aninut, but there's also no Avelus. According to Ramban, how can it be? How is it possible? And he lied for a Tzorach Iyun in the Boaz. But my understanding is he didn't have the Ramban in its original source. He only had the Tzur and other sources to quote it. I believe the Ramban himself has the Kasha. The Ramban himself has the Kasha from Nisra L'Katofim. That is a long piece about this. Again, thoughts on page, in our tradition, on page Reish Tet, and goes all the way until Reish Yud Gimel. Quite a lengthy discussion of this topic. Below Tik Shilami names to the Rabbi, the Mutal Ephel Bosser, came and said it was the Lord of the Kodro. He asked the Pharisee to catch him in the Pharisee trial against himself. And the Ramban, to become Mokom, be Dunit v'simcha Osru. He said, Osru be Dunit v'simcha. Ain't a tsunami. Aver is your mission to write the flight. That's the Ramban, sir. Did he ask the Kasha again, sir? Okay, I'll go. This concludes our discussion of Tosin and Brahma. Spent a year and a half or more on one type and how it translates out into Simon Shin and Aleph. I'd like to now discuss a few Ha'orim in Shin and Aleph. We'll try to go with the points of favor of the different Aleph. Somewhat short Ha'orim, not Marocha, but somewhat short Ha'orim. So we already had a fiscal tribute to Sun Aleph, which related to our Marocha from yesterday about Nepholim. Says in the Gemara, on that design of the base, the broker, made the little lefon up, last line of the page. It says, ain't no maize for ochel. Ain't no for balkan and a shot the eye. Ain't no maize for ochel, says Rashi, kizerach ha mesubim v'chashivus al sido at smolus of the mito. You know, it's the same. You may not do this when you are in Anidus. When it gets to Shulchan Aruch, it's in. Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Mem Aleph, Steve Aleph, says, Ain't no mates at all. Zach Tataz, Tirish ala Shulchan ala Nidus. Even sitting at a table is prohibited. Nothing to do with reclining on a couch. And the shaft is the same thing, verbatim. I get it from? Well, the Grisha said the same thing. Ain't no mace in the yoko. Similar. Where did it come from originally in Rishonim? I'm not sure. New work is fine as that. No one knew the climb in the couch. It's a big question. Why did these Gedolei Poskim, the Shach and the Taz, why are they going against the Halakha Rashi? What, I made a joke for them that Rashi's not a Poskim. They want to go into the Rashi just like this? Why? In the end, it's up. It's God given. Our Shulchan Aruch meets him a little bit before the Shach and Taz. Where did he get it from? Against Rashi? So I think the answer is the problem. The idea is it shouldn't fit normally. It should do something with Shinu. So in those days, when it was Hanukkah, when people would do our favor, as we say, saying our Shinu Ben Kutubin, so people who sat in the Tzubin. If you don't sit in the Tzubin, you're sitting straight up. That's itself a demonstration that things are not, you know, so friendly. You're not going to hear you. It's a sign of some dead.
It doesn't matter that no one sits.
No one reclines anymore, as the Rabbi Yosef said in the paper. No one reclines anymore. You're going to sit on your regular chair, your regular table, doesn't indicate anything. So therefore, even though Rashi was there and writes his mind that there was no exact table, because my name was no one is no exact table, but it's necessary to prohibit even sitting at a table regularly. That's what I wanted to say. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, right over here, on that Shacham Tav, Kiva Eger says, Ein o meisim the Shulchan Aruch, Ein o rachayim tov tuv nun zeh zayin en mongan avroh. What's there? The Matar writes, no, who can sit on the ground, I have two down on second. And the mongan avroh explains where they come from. Only, only in the meisim be also. And will it be done, he writes, lo nikir ha-shvelus el al-gabekar. The rod, no, that's not the requirement. Sit on the ground. That's the case. Not because I had stable. Oh, you need a hacker to do the shapela. So if it's my neighbor who is sitting at the table regularly, there's no hacker. No. The person just sits sort of a little bit different instead of sitting at a table as I pull with his whole room. You have to eat maninas. Then you pull back a little bit, you sort of cop a little cop. You don't sit as I was as you sit normally. Not sit at the floor, but you sit a little bit away from the table, something of that nature. Ah, sorry. That's 2,000. We also on the floor. You mean? Yes, the heritage. The student on second. The minute is sitting on the floor. The minute call you drive up to the floor. And I mean us. I don't know, I can't say. I haven't been visited too many homes where they're eating during any of them. But, sort of the psychological trauma, so to make it sit on the floor, and any of them, it may not be so good. I don't think it's commonly done, to my knowledge. Yes, sir. I don't want to consult anybody here, but if the people who could sit at a table without lying down, it's gone too much. They can sit deep for who knows how long, and how much. So if you sit away from the table, then you can't. You know, it's not really a meal. It's just topping us to fight. That's just a fight. Yes. That's okay. That should be okay. Now, Rabota, in Shulchan Aruch, please, in Sif Hay, we read this yesterday. I will also lay shave Elisha al-gabe mito afilu kifuyo. This comes from the Torah, the others comes from the Sefer Snochet. The din miyuchat v'aninus, an ovalus mutter on the mito kifuyo. An onein, and a special din, that he has to, even if it's a kfuya, it's prohibited. The minig is not that way though. They don't sit on the floor. The Gesher Achaim has a kash. He's an expert in the Menorah. The Gesher Achaim answers and says, cold, everyone says, can't sit on the floor anymore. No. I thought that right from the Babli Faker, can't sit on the seventh number. Because the Babi said the Russian ain't no mate to the Okel. You get the impression only ain't no mate to the Okel. But mate to the ain't no offer would be okay. Of course, that's what the second Snuffer. The second Snuffer says that even Mr. Kuya is also, and the Babi says that even Mr. a regular Mr. Mutter. Because they don't only ain't no mate to the Okel. Pasha. Look, the base guys are right over here, think of you with Shalvi. That is another part of the Yerushalmi, which we're supposed to go and quote. The Beis Yosef is supposed to be Yerushalmi, the Eino Ochel Kol Tzarko. Yeah? An Onein should just eat only with the Aminim. He shouldn't eat his fill. To our Poskin, should the cave and lo it give it right to the Tabu to the Dan, smash with the Lomkaimel and Hawkins. So it's arguable that this is also not the Talmud Zidane. Masechet Smachos, if it's been on the floor, then Kippur is not allowed. Therefore, maybe also we don't pass in that way. Perhaps. What do you do, Rabotai, what's wrong with this topic, with an onay wearing shoes to a levaya? The Shulchan Aruch says, you go to Shulchan Aruch, who says the Feirush, no problem. He says, ain't no cholek minel nesando. Now, why ain't no cholek minel nesando? Ramboyed, Mutalos to be Pesach Beito. Normally an Orvel does not leave his house and does not wear shoes. And all this Muslim. Why is all of this stuff? Why? Comes from the Ramban and explains why. That if you've been taking care of the survey I made. So what? Hey, you let it go, not leave the house, I say? Why? I don't know. It's a walk. I would say no. You're allowed to leave the house. It's Torah Kamei. You're allowed to wear shoes. Well, if you need shoes, it's Torah Kamei. You're allowed to wear shoes. And the question then becomes, is man hazeh, people don't see that shoes or barefoot or socks. People usually, not everybody there, most people own a pair of, sneakers that wear for Tisha or Yom Kippur. I'm not talking about their fourth equivalent, which is mostly at left. But we're calling their canvas Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur sneakers. So, you walk around with that, no problem. So, all right, they walk around the street of Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur with those sneakers. Most people have it in the closet. Let them put that on. I see you on both sides. As follows. There's a din of Atifas Arosh. Go to an overcoat, we'll get to it later, to cover your head. So the Ramban writes in the Torah to Adam, and quoted the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Simon Shin Pei Rav. And there's this special dispensation, the Megal Erosho, the Kvod HaMenachemim. Is there anything in the Kvod HaMenachemim based upon a Ramban, coming from earlier sources, one could argue that walking around in sneakers, you know, you walk, I see it in Midtown. Unbelievable. I see it in Midtown, I was walking around in sneakers. No, you don't see it? In fact, I'd be wearing a greasy suit to wear sneakers. It's more comfortable. I've seen it. But, it's all that. It's not considered so formal, so therefore one could argue that maybe it would be a covered arabim and translates arguably to covered a mace. A person would wear regular shoes. I mean, that's the minute most people wear regular shoes. We could be mitzayef for another kula. We pointed out the fact that we are matmir in Yisuri Aninus Avelis before during Aninus is not based upon the Ramban or the Doraita. We reject that. Based upon Smach, who links Aninus and Avelis. We already have mentioned that the Shach is God's test of the degree. It's perhaps another theory. I know in my own personal situation, I was basically appointed by the family to go there to throw with the Oren. And I wasn't using the carry so much with me. All I had was a little carry on for my talus and my tefillin and three or four tefillin and upper stavet. I don't remember anymore. Sorry? So I was going to carry on shoes, sneakers, chains. So I put on my sneakers in the beginning. No one said boo to me. There were sneakers for the Levi and Eretz Yisrael, and then the plane there, and then there, and then here, and the way back. And the carry on a whole bunch of footwear with it. So I was machmed. There was a chumrah, which is not a crazy chumrah. But I must tell you that the most people do not have this chumrah. They wear shoes to the Levi. Yes.
What
are you saying? Who says? Not so question. Is it only allowed to walk around in shoes in the house? Not so question. The Ramban explains the reason why there's no issue of Nina Sassandra is because he has to be up in the Pesach base, so he can't walk out without shoes. That's what he writes. You read it already, that's what Ramban says. So one can infer that perhaps when you walk around the house, you should work on it. Back. I don't want to make comments to people. I accept what you're talking to me, but it's not possible. I'm not making, I don't want to consider any, but it's not possible to me. Not part of it. It's not a part of it. Right.
Sure.
Again, I know the cooling. It's not so pushy. Okay, gentlemen. I want to discuss a few more things about Seder in Hilchos Shulchan Aruch. We'll try to go into Seder of the Tzitzit Shul. Okay, because that's where the action is here. The Shach and the Taz, you know, we spoke about it a little bit, but the action, all the wild Shilas are in the Tzitzit Shul. We'll try to go in order. We already spoke about Aleph. I'm not going to throw everything, but just a few things. What about discussing Dalet in the Shul? About the Tzitzit Shudayim? Did both the Pulse will say, what are you talking about? The Tzitzit Shudayim is a day with the Rabbanon. Avada is Chayim in the Tzitzit Shudayim. It's an Isser. Eat bread without the Tzitzit Shudayim is an Isser. So Avada has to wash your hands. And I thought, no.
No,
no, no, bread is not washing here. I don't need, sir. I ask you a question. Do you only make a bracha? Yes or no? Shach will leave a bracha. Yes or no? What do you say? Yes or no? How do you know? Who said so? Who said so? The Gemara says. The Gemara says, ain't a Mavaya. Rashi, I'm Otsi. Some of each other say no. Ain't a Mavaya means benching. And the Mizana means Zimu. Don't bench. But I'm Otsi, I'm Bala Tech of Otsi. Call on Dan and Meola, my devil, or Brahma, no. Even more of Exish, Denisur. The cold will pass the Zohar. No, Rabbi, what do you say about that? Yeah, the Azaiti, the cold will disaster the Otsi. So the cold will hold as an Easter, an independent Easter, a meeting without a Brahma. Everyone else says, the mitzvah to make a Brahma. If you don't, if you're mevatel the mitzvah, you have to make a bracha. Then we say that Isser, you without a bracha. But if you cut off the mitzvah in the first place, there's no mitzvah to make a bracha, and of course no Isser to you without a bracha. I had a kaddish shitoso in the Kobo. The Kobo quoted as saying that someone who has a suffix birchas hanenin has to make a bracha. Suffix Isser. And all of you someone say, no, you can't make a bracha. It's the suffix mitzvah. So I thought it was the Kobol that she thought. Yes. The brothers you made. What are you talking about? Talking? The Tasha says, what that? Who's made? But like basically it's a mitzvah, you mean? Or is it an Isser?
Yeah.
Independent Isser? Oh, then, yeah. So our meaning is against the time. I'll look up the Mashal, you know. Our meaning is against the Kobol and the Mashal that you're calling. We all know. It's only an Isser if you're about to the Mitzvah. There's no Mitzvah, there's no Isser. The man is just not the same thing. I'm about to the Mitzvah, if it's a Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah today. Take away the Mitzvah, there's no Isser. Cain near Ali. Yes, sir. No, no. You hold it. Don't forget, you should make a brock even though it's the rabbi. So, not so crazy. I mean, that's not my point. That's a side. This message is here. Right, sit, cut, and hay. When a person eats a meal, and then goes to a kavura and comes back, and he's still filled for the meal he ate before, you have to bench it up. I'm still cooking, cut, and hay. I think the answer is no. Because you're chalsev and tavot and erat, because it's a chayev and the achila. If you b'shat achila, you were an owner and your father. Same thing. A person goes to the bathroom, it's more common when he's an eating. And then he did the kavura, and now he's going to make an ashiyota. It's a common shali. Often the father will go to the bathroom at the cemetery. They're a long trip. They go before the kavura, they run to the bathroom, they come to the kavura, and then half an hour later, he's already after the kavura, he's going to make an ashiyota or not. So again, the answer is no. Because you're b'shat on the chayev, when he went to the bathroom, there's, you know, Sipkot Vav is a famous one. Zira, Yad of the Yoma. Zira, it's going to be a 24-hour meeting, where you look like, cow without a brother. Why? My last year I gave you the regular amount about this. The last time I meet up in the Shia, I'll tell you why. I don't want to go into Barik. The Kitter is, in one word, the count out of Baruch and the tzaddik counting, not the Shem Mitzvah, but just to maintain the continuity of the count, so you can count the following day. Fine. Interesting shout out to Prat-Tuchet. If someone passed away, you tell the child if he hasn't davened yet. Says, no, don't tell him. Let him first daven, then tell him. Just get shuv ahead. Let him first daven. No, that's necessary to tell him right away. Necessary, yeah? Test is incredible. An owner has a yard site. He wants to suggest that an owner has a yard site can come and daven for the yomo and take kaddish. Because the reason why he can't do it is kodesh shomei. He's built the kodesh shomei. I don't believe one word. What are you making this stuff up? Play out words here, Cody. I don't believe it, but I see people do it. I think it's incorrect. Okay. Let's see what else there is. Down to the other. Come on, Brother Shemay. I don't believe it. Here's that in the Shulchan Aruch, a very famous name, a world famous name. It's in Vegas. Misha Vegas will make the Shabbat. Eat the Motor Shabbat without Havdalah. You don't have a Motor Shabbat. You don't have a Shabbat Sunday morning. After the Shabbat, Sunday morning you don't have a Shabbat. If it's still not Shabbat. With my of them, of his month. Lodom, he's a Shokah, below his Baal Arvish, he's a Baal Shabbat Shtayim. Gave us a Belayla lo oya chayavus palel. Million Abdullah. Yavdil akashi kover amet. That's a tremendous mapleg. Some we showed him say that he of Abdullah is basically multi shot. You have to touch a little bit. You have to put. I was just saying that he has touched Abdullah all week, or half a week, until Tuesday. And a touch a little bit. He can right there. So you'd be tight. The Mechamah passes you are tight. But the Dabin, the second Maghrib, in the morning, that's really only touch a little bit. Your potter, because mana, your potter from Tashlum. Huh? Atafon Antonu Shakwit. Probably. Probably. Sounds right to me. Look at the kids of them. Probably. Now, it's interesting. Let's start with, before we come back to Marav Shah, Moshe Shabbos, let's talk about Mincha first. So I go in the chronological order. Mincha on Erev Shabbos. What's the din? Teshuva says, listen, a person is still Erev Shabbos. It's not Shabbos yet. So the same status as the other cases we spoke about. You can involve yourself. You can't involve yourself. Could be, in other words, based on Pitzvah Shuvah, that an own name would be Potter from Davini Mincha on Erev Shabbos. No. Including me on Sunday. Someone passed away Friday. Including me on Sunday. Now it's right before Shabbos. It could be arguable, at least to me, it's arguable that this is different. The last few minutes before Shabbos is already included in what's called Yom HaMashiach, the ultimate. Too late. So close to Shabbos. Everyone, who's going to do it? So close. Second answer to the Kasha of the Stei Temet against the Ephraim Dalam HaGoli. Yes, he quotes over here that in the back, in Fifth Aleph, he has Tzilchot Anim in the back. Remember Ephraim Dalam HaGoli. Hilchot Aninu, Sif Aleph, he writes, to places in Europe, when they made a Xera, not to bury for 48 hours. Doesn't matter. The only thing is still have a Din of Aninu, because he'd be busying himself later with Tzorch Yameh. And in that time, to get Tachrichim, Lizkar Tav Donim, arrange for a Sfeidim, to find people to be Malavim. then the same author flip the page, Sifta Zayin, made Be'er of Shabbat eight mincha. Even she yesh al karpa kod of Shabbat, you follow mincha shal Erev Shabbat. Correct the Sechem and the Sirigui? In one case, you can't get involved right now because you have to wait 48 hours, you haven't needed. You have no need. But my service is my vote. The last 2 minutes before Shabbat, the 24th, Yom Yerushalayim, Shabbat Otsu B'chaim. You can't do anything there, nothing to do. It's the Yom itself, it's the Kavod of Shabbat, it's Mufka, the Pesura of Yom Yerushalayim Otsu B'chaim. As opposed to a regular day, but the government says you have to wait a few hours, or 40, whatever number of hours. Different story. Kena Yadir Ali. What about Motzi Shabbat, Shabbat? Motzi Shabbat. The Shechemet himself had a mitzvah. He was an owner on Shabbat. You know what he did? He davened Myrim and he said Abdullah after the plague HaMincha. That was a shtick. He didn't want to miss Abdullah and Myrim. He davened after the plague HaMincha. So before Shkia, until Shabbat for sure. The parish, he could daven passing of Abdullah to Myrim, Abdullah to Myrim. He davened Mincha earlier than that. Davened Myrim after the plague HaMincha on Shabbat afternoon. And then Abdullah, not with there, of course, to make up with it. But before she marked Rochus, Mazala, Tlagamin Khanan, the Bar Hete, may I? Aleph? Yeah, fine, it's the sign as well, he's hello. It's Sim and I and Aleph, this cut involved. It says, why? So before Yom Anu Koran Krishma Shal Arvat Abdiwin Bod Yom Godol, they had a meeting of Davin, meeting of Davin Gemara very early. Did you rely upon on that Shabbat before Shabbat fell down? And this is what Yaakov argued in Jerome. Look at that, but Manah is there, we generally do not daven Meir early. Most people, I don't know if I can't pick everybody, most people do not daven Meir early except for Friday. Friday's the second day. Friday is the day that it's Kabbalah Shabbat, it's a special heaven. Otherwise, really better not to do it.
I don't know.
The Sefer Kolbo on Avelis quotes the Ger Rebbe then, who said that Dikas Man Marv is Balaiva. And davening earlier is only a special heter. And if you're potter, Dikas is Man, you can't daven at the secondary Man. I don't think the fact is true. What kind of Dikas is Man? So the quantity of you, the Dikas is Man is from Plaga Minimona. I think the assumption is correct on Dikas is Man, but who said it's not the Dikas is Man? Quantity of you, yeah? We'll get to that. Catches they never asked against the Gerer Rebbe. Obviously, the Shulchan Aruch from the Rush didn't debate and have a whole discussion about Abdullah. You make it from the Shabbos, you're puzzled from Ghana, you can't make it from you make it from Tuesday, or you're puzzled completely, the Maram and the Rush. They were all assuming you cannot make Abdullah after Plague of Israel. I'll tell you what I think. The Gabi Abdullah, the Gerer Rebbe is right. The Gabi Abdullah, the clearly Ikas man Abdullah is only when after the Kabbalah, and before that it's a special heter. Then the Gary Abbas Torah, I think, is completely correct. The Gabi Meirim, though, Meirim, according to our view, that's the Meirim, that's the really equalist man. That's what I thought. The bottom line, we don't have a Meirim either in such a situation. The reason being that we don't, generally speaking, don't follow view except for Friday. That's the reason. That's those who follow view all the time. Some shuls have been set aside the whole summer. Sabotage. But they're relying on a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda for my room, so maybe they'd have a different stat. So what will happen if a person becomes an onay after the plague HaMincha? This is different. This is true in here in our Simon. Yes.
So we generally have to say
Krishna and you want to know what you're accomplishing with the... Yeah, Krishna, you're just an answer. The Pesach Shuvah is a part of your test as a follows. In meis lo meis balayla, tono she is falo filet arvi. Uk for giyad man filo, maybe she daven tashlumin. Why? So the shah mar was chal on you already. I think the post can say, what happens if somebody was nifter at the plug on Minka? Should we say the same to all the Pitzchei Tshuva and say, hey, you should dive in two Shachrasim, one from Shachrit, and one from Mar, which was a prior to plug on Minka before Tash Yudah? I don't think so. We don't follow the rule. We pull out that stop sometimes. What about Minka itself? If it's a shulah, the fast and shot, if someone was passed away in the afternoon, so you didn't have to have a mincha yet. Some say, oh, same way, someone passed away at night. You have to have a marav yet. You have to have a twice shacharis. So two of someone passed away in the afternoon, you haven't have a mincha yet, and it's just for at night, you have to have a twice marav. But if it's a shulah, suggests, no. What do you say? Some say, close to the door, such as Ein achiyav chalalav ela berega ha'achron shel yom. If it's not a kodum, then there ain't no achiyav kotah. Ela the yotah shim is chalalav. What a kiddush nipples from the Eish al Avram. What does that mean? I think it's based on the Gemara in Brochus. This is Gemara. No. It's only about Mincha. The Mincha, the Ikat Chiyah Mincha, the last minute. The first minute. Where did it come from? We should always have the first minute. The chiyah begins right away. It's the Magdimin. Why by mincha does it say? Because the Gemara, the Brahma says, Mitzvah is foul in Zimzume Chama. Yerucham Shemesh is Nereach Dor Dorim. And even Abai, who's opposed to it, or for Marav, is opposed to Zimah Mitzvah, they shaita. But in principle, they agree. You can find the last minute. The Mamelis is the first time before the last minute to be no Tashlumin on the following Manfila of Mayim. What about Shacharit? Some of the onus between Alosa Shachar and Nate. It's arguable there's no Tashlumin. So even though you could have a Shachar for the Yavin as early as Alos, if the Yigas Manas Vatikin, Nate Tachama, for the only reason, the Yerucha Bukhara and Shemesh, there would be in fact no, you wouldn't have a Mincha twice. The Mishnah Brura says no. It depends upon Alosa Shachar. If Alosa Shachar you require, you have to have a mincha twice. The Simon Ayin Aleph Sivkotin Dalit. He's the Shitotso with respect to mincha. It depends upon mincha Gedol. Yes, the Chetshuv. You follow the earlier here, not the Iker of Shatzir, as it's called. Now, until what time can an Onen daven Shachar? So the Mishnah Brura passes over here, you can daven Shachar until Chatzot. Not Poshut at all. Why? The Lim Brach, as you know, the big Shaila, how can you daven between 10 o'clock and 12 o'clock in the morning? Some say, the Din of Tashlumin. I've shown the Mishnah Brach, it's in the Chavon. And beyond 10 o'clock is the Din of Tashlumin. And others disagree and say, no, the Chiyam is until Chatzot. Like the Chacham, that should be the shadow over here. If he gets around until 10, and then the Kavur is at 11, or the Sabbatot. He gets around 1. The Kavur is at 12. He's not a Shachar then. If it's an Ego, it's not yet, and it's only Tash Lumen, the answer should be no. So the Mishnah Brewer says he gets down until Chacham. The Mishnah says no. The Mishnah passes in the Sefer Brochus. He Kachir is only until Arba Shos. The rest is Tash Lumen. It doesn't have to mean it. But if the person didn't have him, it's amazing until after 10 o'clock. What happened? Mother woke him up. Time for chakras. No. Time for chakras. No. I'm too tired. I'm not getting up for chakras. I'm just not getting up. And he wakes up 4 hours later. So he's involved with it. So he tried to say chakras at some point. He said, no, you're amazing. You're amazing. You cannot have any tashlumin. But according to the Mishnah Berurah and Pashtus, he would say that the Tika's motto. But then, even if he's amazed, he would be allowed to daven until that time. So, Birchas Krishma, the Shaila. Birchas Krishma, after 4 hours, the Machlokes is supposed to. The Shulchan Aruch says no. And the Mishnah is Yaakov and the Chassidim, ironic combination, say yes. I said before Shabbos. That's a similar shaila. If a tikkus mano, if a tikkus mano, he might have a koyom in certain places, but I don't want to go. Tikkus mano is until 10 o'clock, he can't have driven Krishna by the Tashlum of tikkus mano. If a tikkus mano is until 12, then in fact you can. And what about Shabbos between Chatzos and Minchas Gedolah? Also an interesting question. The Mishnah Berurah talks about in Siman Pei Tet, the Tzitzot Zayin. If the Pshat is not until Chatzos, then Chatzos passes over. If the Pshat is that it's not already passed at 10 o'clock, except you have Tashlum and Tzitzot Minchas Gedolah, you can say Tashlum and Shabbos at 12:15. Well, this is a famous Shabbos. What's the Pshat? But if you look at the Shari Tshuva and Siman Ayin Aleph and Sim Kot Vei, he quotes an Eliyahu Rabbah, which I don't understand. I can't understand at all. We suggest the following Chiddush Nifla Benayra, that his own name can dive in Shachras until Minuchah Gedolah. Ani lo mevin. I don't understand. How is that possible? Mimonosha. If the Ikas Manus until 10 o'clock, can't have a fair test. Elamai, it's Tashlumin until 12:30. But we said if you put the Igor's mind, there's no Tashlumin either. Oh, you want to turn around and say the Igor's mind is until 12? Fine. Igor's mind shot until 12:30. No one ever heard of that. But I don't understand it, Gabriel. I don't understand it. I cannot understand it. If you have a shot, please let me know. There's more to be said about the Protein. There's more of Mishnah Berurah, Siman Ayin Aleph, about the Birkas Shachar, Shalom Atzam Yigoy, of this nature. And since it's true, but my time is up. Now let's say about Tuesday Shir. Exactly Tuesday Shir. Shin Men Bey. Shin Men Bey, the famous Shatsugya. Neis Olav Shal Chosna Dima Shal Tal. Everyone's stupid. You're at the Sugya Be'ir Rav. So why don't I go to the Sugya Shin Men Bey? Subas Abdal, the Kerek, Subas, the little bit in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mephoshim. That's where we're going to start. After we finish it, we're going to make an express run. I go, you know, it's changed, you know, make like 10 stops, and then they go right through the whole city and come down the other side. That's what I want to do, otherwise we're never going to be able to cover enough ground. But two of the shit, 1 o'clock, okay? I wish everybody a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov. We should have all these